Hamden County District Attorney Mark Mastriani believes a policing model that employs strong community partnerships and focused deterrence can be a successful strategy to reduce violence in high-crime areas of Springfield and Holyoke.
While we are trying to find alternative ways, non-traditional ways of bringing the community together to work with police departments, this model itself fits right into what we are trying to do, and it has been successful.
The DA Monday hosted a crime prevention strategy conference. It was attended by the chiefs of police from each of Hamden County's cities and several suburban towns, other local law enforcement officials, and a federal prosecutor. Others in attendance included the mayor of Springfield and two of his top staff members, the Springfield school superintendent, and community organizers. The recently retired police chief of High Point, North Carolina, James Faley, said his department had been nationally recognized for their success in implementing the strategy. Over the last decade, violent crime in High Point dropped 47%.
There's been dramatic impact.
Faley said his police department focused on deterring gang violence and drug dealing, specifically targeting so-called open-air drug markets.
Where drug dealers and thugs had taken over the open spaces, where the citizenry had quit calling the police because they felt like they couldn't depend on the police to do anything, and if they did do something, it usually wasn't successful. So the scenario was just right for something dramatic to happen. This is that dramatic thing.
He said the strategy resulted in the drug markets closing down almost overnight, not reopening, and not moving somewhere else. The approach to crime fighting goes beyond community policing, which is often superficial, to actively engaging members of the community as partners with the police.
The community provides a moral voice that's been lacking in past years. The police provide the resources that they've always provided, but in partnership and in concert with others, which is new.
The retired chief acknowledges that a trust gap between police and minority communities can be difficult to bridge.
Mainly because a lot of folks have lost faith and confidence in their policing, in the criminal justice system as a whole, and they have to be re-engaged. And that's a long process, honest, sincere talk. With some action right behind it.
The president of the Springfield chapter of the NAACP, Reverend Talbert Swan, said he would welcome more dialogue between the police and the minority communities.
And any model of policing that has that as a major tenet of its practice, I think is something that Springfield should strongly consider adapting.
Participants in today's conference admitted that innovation can be a tough sell at times with law enforcement traditionalists who often occupy command positions in local police departments. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.